Okay. So what I'm going to do is just recap a little bit, but also realize Baruch Hashem, Baruch Rav Yecholim, feeling a lot better the last couple of days, and with that, I get to sort of bring fresh eyes again to the topic and clarify certain matters and maybe amend some of the analysis. They say that the Rav, you know, used to come and give shir. He used to be there for 2 days, I think it was 2 days. So maybe he'd come back the next week and would give shir again, but frequently. Yeah, he'd give shir on the same topic that he gave last time, but say things differently. And so, to me, it's like a Rebbe. You said last time, you would look at them like, I know what I said, right? I know what I said last time. Like, well, but why does that matter? Which is both, you know, a comfort to people giving, you know, shir that it's okay to change. Also, it's a machayev. You have to ensure that, you know, just because something has been said does not mean that, you know, that should be laid to stand if it's not the best topic. Of course, at some point, you have to move on. You could say about a sugya what day. I forgot who it was said about a poem that it's not so much completed as abandoned. But all right. So we outlined the different opinions in Rosh Hashanah, Garmin, Chametz, Shnitzel, Kodem Pesach. I'm not going to do that again. But what I will discuss is our analysis. We sought to analyze them, in particular, in light of the general principles of Machal Suros, and we came to the tentative conclusion that applying the general standards, the normal standards of Machal Suros, would lead to the position that Chametz Shnitzel Kodem Pesach is mutter. Now, here I wanted to slightly amend the analysis, or really the order of the arrangement of it. There are actually two rules upon which the heter for Chametz Shnitzel Kodem Pesach could be based. First, we present it entirely as the only one, but it's the first, really, is the heter of Machal Shnitzel Me'achilos Adam, whether that heter is based on Shitas or Rishon Negabe Nevela Shnitzrecha, that, you know, Nevela She'en Ru'ila Gira refers to Nevela Shnitzrecha, that even if it was a proper fitting human for human consumption, Ru'ila Achila, but if it then becomes Nisrach, that becomes Mutter, or based on the principle of the din of Shaloki Derech Achila, Shaloki Derech Hana, like the Rambam seems to understand. Right, Rambam doesn't cite the halacha of Nevela She'en Ru'ila Gira Shnitzrecha, only says regarding Pesuch Mekara, but he does say that it is Mutter, that Machal Shnitzel is Mutter, Midin Shaloki Derech Achila, Shaloki Derech Hana. That's one possibility. The alternative basis that would lead us to say that Chametz Shnitzel Me'adam Kodem Pesach is Mutter is based on the heter of Nevela Hasrucha Me'ekar. That heter of Nevela Hasrucha Me'ekar contrasts with the heter of Nevela Shnitzrecha in that number one would be Meir agrees with, or Meir does not have a heter Nevela Shnitzrecha, but even he agrees that Nevela Hasrucha Me'ekar is permissible. And even with the Rabbi Shimon, it's possibly a different Yisoda heter. Because even with the Rabbi Shimon, the way Gemara presents it is the Srucha Me'ekar, but he felt that it wasn't even necessary because Afar Ba'amahu. Bechal not Ochal, there could be no Hamina that it should be Usher. If we assume, which is a question which I have to touch on, that Nivela Shinisrucha, the Pasuk does not tell us that, you know, the pasuk that is necessary for Rabbi Shimon doesn't tell us that it is Afar Ba'ama, but rather something else, so it could be a different thing. Either way, what we could suggest is that on that basis, Chametz Shnitzel Kodem Pesach could be mutter, adopting the added premise that Chametz Shnitzel Kodem Pesach has the din of Saruach Me'ekara. Now, whether that's the case, that Chametz Shnitzel Kodem Pesach has the din of Saruach Me'ekara, versus, as opposed to saying it has the din of Nisrach, of Nevela Shnitzrecha, that depends on the parameters of Saruach Me'ekara, as opposed to Nisrach. And we presented on these two possibilities, and the issue can essentially be formulated as, what is Me'ikara? What does that mean that Mitchila, you know, Me'ikara, from the original point? What is the beginning? The beginning of what? One possibility is, Me'ikara means from the moment that the Isser would be Chal. In other words, from the very first moment the Isser hovers over the Schefetz, and we have to assess whether or not the Schefetz is Asr Mutter. That's what that means, Me'ikar. The moment the item needs to be assessed with respect to the Isser, the moment, you know, we have to adjudicate the status of this item. Versus the second possibility, which is that Me'ikara means from the moment that the item exists, Mitchilos Brias, you know, the Mitchilos Briaso Shal HaDavar. Now, there's no nakamina for most Machal Suros, because the Isser to eat X or Y is always there. And the moment that the Isser initially would be chal is the same as the moment that the item exists. The moment the nevela becomes, you know, into being, the moment the nevela emerges, at that moment the iser nevela takes effect. So that's meikar with respect to nevela, and for most ma'asal suros, we don't have to specify whether or not it's the first moment that the iser entered the picture. You know, the first moment that we're discussing now is the iser going to be chal upon it, or it's referring to the moment that it came into being, the item, chilas b'riyas item. Either way, it's the same thing. But there is a difference regarding chametz pesach, where the iser is tolei b'zman, so then it does matter. Because the chametz, let's say, might very well come into being teves, but the iser, hachametz, the putative iser that would apply to it, only would be chal b'pesach. It only gets assessed with respect to the iser chametz on pesach. So if Zaruach Meikara means from the first moment the Isser exists, that the Isser would touch upon it, so then Chametz would qualify for the Heter of Zaruach Meikara. Whereas if Zaruach Meikara means from the first moment the item in question exists, right, from the moment in Teves that it exists, so then Chametz, Shenifsal, the Chametz that was Roy on the first of Teves, but became Nifsal by, let's say the 10th of Nisan, so then it will qualify as Nisrach, Nifsal, not as Saruach Meikar. And the argument that we'd be making here to say that this would be a reason to be Mati or Chametz Nifsal Kon Pesach is that we should adopt the first view that the relevant moment is the moment of the Tchilas Chalos HaIsser. Right? The moment that we first initially have to adjudicate the question of the status Legabe the Isser, should the Isser be Chal. And that makes a lot of sense. There's a very compelling, intuitive argument to say that that's what matters. What we should care about is the state the Isser finds when we're judging whether or not it should be chal. We should care about what is the status of this item now that they have to adjudicate the matter of should the Isser be chal or not. The initial question of whether the Isser is chal, the relevant question should l'chor be, what is it now? Is it Ru'i L'Adam at this point or not? If it's Ru'i L'Adam, so then it has a certain status. Whereas if it's not Ru'i L'Adam, right, if it's currently not Ru'i L'Adam, regardless of whatever it had been in its history, it's all the same. The point is now, at this moment, when the Isser is Chal, you're not Ru'uya. Why should it matter if you're not Ru'uya, but you once were? That shouldn't matter. So according to the intuitive approach would be to say that Saruach Meikara, the crucial point is, the moment we're judging, should the Isser be Chal in the first place, That's the moment that matters. Either it is Ru'iyah or it isn't Ru'iyah. If it isn't Ru'iyah, nothing else makes a difference if it once was or wasn't. The point is, at this moment, when we're judging the Isser now, it's not Ru'iyah. That's what matters. And therefore, on this view, Chametz Nifsal Kodem HaPesach has the din of Srucha Meikara, not of Nisrach. So that even the Fiyuri Meir, it will be Mud. Okay, so that's what I want to present, just in terms of putting it up front, the analysis, that there are two potential models to compare it to. One is Machal Shenifsal, and then you get into the question of, is that itself based on Shidus Rishimun, if you're really there, or based on the din of Shalok Edar Fechila. But before you even get there, almost, you might say, it might be that the appropriate model for it is actually Srucha Meikara, and not Nisrach, and Srucha Meikara has its own more universally accepted standard. Okay. We now can see that, based on general principles, we should consider that the din chametz in Nisal is no longer considered aser. It's no longer has no din chametz legabe kol isurav, because ma'achal shenifsal me'achilas adam becomes mutter, and this is even a case where it was saruach meikara. This is nifsal mitchilas isurav. The moment it came into Pesach was already Nifsal. So the Shita that works well is, Rashi, let's say, in Ra'ah, that has no Din Chametz. The Shita that needs to be explained is the Shitas that disagree. Those who hold that it is Asr. Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, Kodman Pesach, still has Kol Toras Yisurei Chametz Alav. Why is that? How is that? What happened to these principles? So the Ran and Rebbein David addressed the issue of the heter of Nevela Ru'i L'Ger. They basically say that the reason there's no heter Mishum Nevela Ru'i L'Ger is that Chametz is an exception. The Isser Chametz is an exception because Ra'i Chamea Isser Sacheris. This, as we noted, is based on the din, and as they noted, is based on the din of Sa'or, which the Masilta and the Gemara explains that Sa'or, bread starter, I think is what, I looked it up. I think it's called like bread starter or pre-ferment is the Wikipedian term for it.
And it's like a dough thing.
No, it looks like something raw. What it actually consists of is flour and water, but it has bacteria, certain kinds of bacteria, yeast. Now I looked up all the proper yeast is one of the most common types. It's significantly colonized by these bacterial agents that work that enable bread to rise, but much better, to ferment much better. So that's what it's called, bread starter or pre-ferment. You can look it up just to see. And then leaven is actually, I think, a more general term for things that do that in other contexts too. I mean, not just bread, but other things. But it looks like the sourdough stuff. It's like something growing. It looks, frankly, angry. Which is what brings us back to the point, right? Which is what the Mechilta says. That Sa'or is in a roi lechila, but is mechamea isa sacheros, the posachamit, which is roi lechila, but in a mechamea isa sacheros. And therefore the Gemara says, the Mechilta says that had the Torah not asered Sa'or, it would have said isa chametz is not applicable to Sa'or because it's an in a roi lechila, kamashmalan, Sa'or is asered too. So these are shown to say that this is the basis for there being an exception. The din of the heter mishum nevela roi leger does not apply here because of Sa'or. And we noted that there are two ways to go here. Ibn David, I think, his assumption was that the chametz, either that we're only talking about specific kinds of chametz, or even maybe all chametz in general, chametz she'ifsho shacharach is still roi lechameya sas. In other words, even though the Gemara characterizes chametz in general as ein roi lechameya, but that's only as opposed to the category of sa'or, which is that's what it does, but actually it can function too, to some extent, or maybe some chametz can function to some extent, mechameya, so that in fact, for that reason, chametz actually sort of inherits the din of sa'or, because it actually can serve as sa'or too. Inasmuch as it's still roi lechameya, therefore has the sort of inherits the status of sa'or, legabe, the existence of the iser, and for that reason, even though it's in a roi lechila, but it's no different than sa'or, it actually can do what sa'or does, and therefore the iser chametz persists. The Ran, I don't think, sounds like that. The Ran sounds like he's assuming chametz is not roi lechameya, but the inclusion of Sa'or in the Isser Chametz, what we'll call the Isser Chametz Usa'or, the inclusion of the Isser Sa'or in that Isser impacts the point at which the Isser Mishum Chametz, that Isser Chametz Usa'or, becomes no longer viable. The inclusion of Sa'or, the fact that it is Isser Chametz Usa'or, not just Isser Chametz, means that that Isser has a different interaction with the property of being Eino Ra'i Lechila. It doesn't impact the initial entrance exam, so to speak. To make it initially to be, so you have to either be chametz or sa'or. You have to either be roi lechila or roi lechameya isa sacheros. But it impacts the fact that sa'or is also bechlal ha'iser, and therefore it's this iser chametz or, does impact the exit point, so to speak, the point at which an existing iser is considered to be simply non-viable. The din nevela she'in ru'u leger, nisrach v'nipsal la'adam, is due to an iser achilos being non-viable. You might say this, the iser applies to ochel, and ochel is not consistent with being a royal adam. Or you just say the iser is being non-viable with respect to something that is in a royal adam. That isn't the case with regard to iser chametz or doesn't have that kind of negative reaction, right? Doesn't have that kind of allergic, you know, reaction. There's no isn't that kind of contraindication to the iser chametz or, inasmuch as sa'or itself as a category is always in a royal achilos. So even for chametz, then chametz, which became usur, the isur simply won't disappear, dissolve on its own, right? Once it becomes ein roi lechila, because in a sense this aversion to ein roi lechila has been eroded somewhat with respect to the din isur chametz usur. Okay, that's the way that I think the Ibn Adab to say that. Very clear about that formulation. Okay, now here's a further emendation to our analysis. For some reason, I only brought up the following point in the context of the Ravid, which actually we were in the middle of, but I've since realized that it's equally relevant for all the Shittos that forbid Chametz Shenivsal Kodma Pesach, even for the Ran and the Ravid. Anyone who's Oser Chametz Shenivsal Kodma Pesach needs to negate all possible bases to be Makir. They need to negate both bases under the model of Machal Shenifzal. In other words, they need to gate number one, Shitas Rav Shimon Legabe Din Nevelo Shenisrcha. They need to gate number two, Shitas, right, let's say the Rambam, that it's Machal Shenifzal, Shenisrcha, is Mutter Midin Shalokid Archila, and also they need to negate the Din of Srucha Meikara. I was assuming that the model is actually even Srucha Meikara, you have to negate that as well. Now the Ran and the Ridav only speak explicitly of the din of Nisrach, the Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Presumably, though, their explanation also would equally take care of the model of Srucha Meikara. And the reason for that is simple, because Saor is certainly Meikara. Whatever Meikara is, Saor is that. Because Saor, even if it's Briyaso, is always in Ainarai Lefila. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense to assume that they'll just say, but this works even with Rabbi Shimon, and the same model applies for Surcha Meikara, Lefi Rabbi Meir. The point is, Saor, which is Saruach Meikara, is an exception. So the inclusion of Saor also provides for an exception to that heter as well. So the two models based on Rabbi Leger, we can say are clearly taken care of, and this is exactly what they're addressing. The question is, what about the third? Now, it's contrary to what I was presenting last time, this already emerges even at the level of the Ron and the Rabbeinu David. They explain why there's no problem of Nevela Harui Leger, again, explicitly regarding Nisra, but presumably that would also take care of it, even if you thought of a Srucha Meikar. Maybe they didn't even think it was Srucha Meikar. Maybe even if they did, it would take care of that as well. But their explanation is not sufficient. It doesn't seem to address the potential Hedder Midin Shalokidar Fechila. In other words, the fact that you're Chayav for Saor is not a precedent or an explanation for why somebody who's Ochel Chametz Nifsal wouldn't be Pater Midin Shalokidar Fechila. With regard to Saor, there is no more normal way to eat Saor. That's what you're just doing the best, most normal way you can eat Saor possible. So that's not going to have, there's no, you know, Havamina that we should say, oh, this is Shalokidar Fechila. I mean, whatever Achila Saor is, that this is it. Torah Asur Saor. How do you eat Saor? What you're doing is the way to do it. In the case of Saor, there's no basis to be Makir Mishum She'eno Kederach Achila Saor. What is the Derech Achila Saor? Not this. However, the case of Ma'achal Shenisra, Chamech Shenifsal, basically have to answer the Rambam's point. If it's Chamech Shenifsal, isn't that a Derech, Eino Derech Achila? And therefore, it should be Mutter for that reason. Right? So they don't answer that question. And this is something which I noticed in Mekor Chaim, you know, I was thinking about the analysis within the Rambam, and I noticed in Mekor Chaim sort of touched upon this question within the Rambam and the Rambam, and I didn't fully appreciate that that's what I should be doing too, and that he's right. And he actually, the Mekor Chaim, I don't know if you noticed, but he actually says, the Teirut HaRan who rocked the Kisharoi L'chameyeh bo'havi k'nevelo re'yu l'ger, aval mekom akum kevin da'achshav achil le'shalo k'derek achilat pater mikor de'lo yochel de'lo ye'achdom de'machin derek achilat da'achka. In other words, the Ron and the Rebbe, they also have to answer this question. What about the Derech Achila? So here, we could just begin by transplanting what we were developing, again, incorrectly, only in the context of the Rebbe, which is that one possibility is to argue against the Rambam that as a general matter, Ma'achal Shenifsal, Achilas Ma'achal Shenifsal, doesn't qualify as Achila Shalok Derech Achila. Now, I gave one version of this the last time. I'm going to cut to the more compelling and the clearer version of it this time, which is, you could very well argue that to qualify as achila shelo kederech achila has to be that at the moment of achila, there is a more normal way to eat that is possible. And as it is possible to eat it in a more normal way. But if at the moment that you have this thing sitting in front of you as is, there is no more normal way to eat it, right? As you have it there in front of you, there's now nothing else you can do that would be more normal than what you're doing, so then that would not be Shalok Kederech Achilasa. Shalok Kederech Achilasa is only when, at the moment you're doing it, you're deviating from what you should be doing with it. But once it's already in a state at which nothing more normal is possible, so then there's no deviation from how you should be eating this thing, and therefore that's not Shalok Kederech Achila. Eating raw chaylev, which is the Gemara's example, ha'ochel chaylev chai, raw chaylev is shalok kederech achila because atsha, you're eating it raw, when you cook it and eat it like a normal person. Eat it cooked, not raw. And obviously, the moment you're eating it raw, you could very well simply cook it. So that's shalok kederech achila, where you're deviating from what you should be doing at the moment. But where the thing has been spoiled or rotted, right, at that point, you're eating spoiled and rotted bread. That's the best way to eat spoiled and rotted bread. There is no better, more normal way to eat the bread that's in front of you at this point. And therefore, that would not be shloki there achila. Now, obviously, the Rambam didn't hold of this because he held that ma'afel shenitzel does qualify. But as far as I can see, I think this is viable in the Gemara. Rashi does indicate that he disagrees with this. And this I was pointing at the Tzvi, because Rashi, when he speaks, we'll get to some of this more when we get to Chavtal Adam Beis. But Rashi, the Gemara mentions that a good example would be for Ochel Gufo Shopri Shaloki Darach Achilasa. Just mentions the case of being Ochel Gufo Shopri Shaloki Darach Achilasa. Again, the sugya there was talking about basically just the sugya there said it's not a raya, the din of Meperos, the tour for Orla and Meperos, for most Meperos, not for Yayin. For wine and oil, but for shaar made peros, the halacha is that there is no isra achilas orla. You're not loke at least. We'll get to this topic, and the Gemara sought to argue that is because it's shaloki darf achilasa. You know, instead of eating the strawberry, you're squeezing the strawberry for its juice. That's not all. So the Gemara responds that it's not for that reason. That actually is for other reasons. Mashkes means in zeibama, but in that context, the Gemara says. The equivalent case with regard to Paris would be eating the Gufo Shopri Shaloki Darach Achilasa. Now Rashi happens to give you an example. What does it mean, Gufo Shopri Shaloki Darach Achilasa? So I would have just said, I don't know, take a pri that normally is eaten one way and eat it a different way. Rashi gives a specific example. He says, Di Achla Shaloki Darko Kedigon Shabishal Agozim O Aparsaken V'Aflan. That if I cook peaches or nuts and then eat them. Now, if so what I'm... What?
For him, not normal? For him, it could be not normal?
Well, we'll get to that, too. But the point is that it's not the normal, in general, way to eat peaches. People don't cook peaches in general. You get to some of that question about how to define it. But the point is, though, that that's a case where if I'm correct on what I'm suggesting for the attorney, that wouldn't necessarily be shaloki darach either, because it might be weird that you did that you cooked it, but once you cook it, there's no more normal way to eat a cooked peach. You can't uncook it. That would be the normal way to do it, but you can't do that. So therefore, this is the most normal way to eat the thing. If I just said, here, eat this thing, the normal way to do that would be just by putting it in my mouth and eating it. Right? I shouldn't have cooked it, but once I cook it, there's no din of shaloki darach in that case. But my point is that Rashi says that. Gemara doesn't say that. So as far as I know, this is a viable possibility. This is where he left off. Another possibility, which I subsequently found in the Mekor Chaim, is to say that in a chinam, perhaps we accept the Rambam, that shaloki derech achila is an independent basis to be matir the achilos ma'achal shenifsal. The reason, though, that the iser here still exists is because the iser achilos chametz be'er Pesach is an exception. This achilos chametz be'er Pesach is not subject to the klal of shaloki derech achila, and the reason for this involves two points, one of which we've seen, and the other one which I think I mentioned, but tells us that the reason, or I should say the reason, the existence of the heter shaloki derech achila is dependent upon the formulation of the iser in the Torah as in iser achila. Where it's kasuv achila, then it has to be derech achila, but where there are isuri achila, but the Torah didn't formulate it in terms of achila, they didn't use the term, the word achila, so then there's no din of shaloki darach achila. We'll analyze all that later. Just for now, set this as a fact, and Gemara points to two cases where that is. Number one, vasha b'chala, where it just says, the way that most understand the makor, it just says, losa vasha b'di b'chalevim three times. And the other is, kalei akarim, where also, the isur is not formulated as an isur achila. So that's what emerges from that Gemara. And one could argue, this is what I was thinking, just based on what we've seen, right, that it's possible that on Erev Pesach, at least, the Isra Achila, you might say this as follows. You know what, Ram, you're right. The lav, any lav of Losochel Achametz, or Lo Yachel, whatever, except in the Ram, that it would be a Matir, we'll say, is that applies to the lav of Achilas Chametz. However, there's another Makor, for the Isser Achilas Chametz, and in fact, according to many Rishonim, we paskin, this is Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, but according to many Rishonim, we paskin, that the only Isser B'er Pesach that exists is not the lav, But Mishum, the Rabbi Shimon, those Rishonim, I think we pass on the Rabbi Shimon, but Mishum, Kol Bas Habi, or Kol Bas HaShmisu. Right, again, most Rishonim, the vast majority, everybody except for the Bala Maor, thinks that if there's a Kol Bas HaShmisu, but this comments, that means it is forbidden to eat. And that's where and therefore they say, the Rabbi Paskins is an example. Rambam Paskins, right? Rambam says we Paskin. Rambam assumes we Paskin, right? He splits the difference. He thinks we Paskin like none of the Shitas, basically. We Paskin like one Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Kodem Pesach, and Rabbi Shimon Lachar Pesach. So the Fir Rambam, we have a separate lav, an independent lav for our Filas Tumets Erev Pesach. This is the fourth lav of Chatzos. The Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi thinks that most of them disagree. You don't violate a lav, or at least the Rabbi disagrees. Halacha Maisa. I don't remember other trying to disagree Halacha Maisa. But they say that even if you don't have the Isra Lav, but you're still an Isra Achila, based on the Chol Bas Habior, Chol Bas HaShmisu, being that that's the case, that there is this independent Isra Mitzad, Chol Bas HaShmisu, I think it makes a lot of sense to say, that wouldn't be something for which there'd be a Heter Shalok Adair Achila. Really for two reasons. One is because technically speaking, there is no Achila here. The Isra Achila is a function of the Mitzvah HaShmisu, or once that's the case, so then it's not any worse than Basar B'Chalav. I would say more fundamentally even, that as far as this Isser is concerned, Shloka Derech is an irrelevant point. Either way, you're vitiating the Chol Bas HaShmisu. Either way, you're contradicting the Chol Bas HaShmisu. I don't think you have to say that, but I think, I mean, there might be a way out of that. But L'chor, that's the simplest point, is to say that Mitzvah HaShmisu doesn't care whether or not you're eating it Shloka Derech after the Shloka Derech. It's a violation either way.
Could it be totally on Tosafot's formulation?
It could be. If you accept Tosafot formulation, you mean about Derech, and you assume that Shalok Derech Hila is not being Nen. What? Kavches? And assume that it, I'm sorry, yeah, Kavches and Beis. And assume that Shalok Derech Achila means we would define it as Shalok Derech Hanam. Which is not obvious. But if you say the two of those, then you can say, well, you're not actually being nanner, you're meant to, therefore it's not a problem. Correct, that's what I was in ahead of. So that's the second possibility, and this is the one that actually Mokrochai, he does raise this. And I should also note that there's a third possibility, but it's highly suspect whether we should consider this to be something we can broadly apply in Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who seem to consider the possibility that Shalok Derech is Aser Min HaTorah, but just not Lokin. When the Gemara says "Ein Lokin Alein El Derech Chilasan," there's very good reason why most of them say that means there's no Isur Deoraisa. The very good reason is because the Gemara uses that. It doesn't just say that. If you just say that, you get some question. But the Gemara uses that to explain certain things that I think really require that it be there be no Isur Deoraisa. In particular, Rebbe, we'll get to it then. It's the sugya of Mishapid Bisurim. So the halacha is that. For most things, if I take klipa orla, if I take orla, you know, and I rub it on somebody's skin to soothe it, let's say, or to heal them, that's completely mutter. Even though there's a cholosh ein basakana, a cholosh ein basakana, you know, nothing to discuss. But if it's a cholosh ein basakana, I'm just doing it to comfort. So the Gemara says Rebbe did that for his own daughter. And then the Gemara, you know, said, isn't that orla? You're being nana from orla. So he says, is this Kederach HaNah? I think that more than the fact that the Gemara says this is the basis for being Matir, I think that the story makes it, this is my perplexity. What? In other words, it's not just that the Gemara says it, because in Lo Pela Derech HaNah, you can also use it for even for a Chol Shein B'Sukana. That itself, all right, maybe you can wonder, I mean, how could that be? How could you Docha Nisr Min HaTorah if it's not Ein B'Sukana? There's no Pekuah Nefesh here, so what would be the basis? So maybe you can come to an answer to that question. I think it's, in fact, some do. But I think is much harder to explain. It's just textually. So Rebbe thought this is so obvious. It's an Isra Min HaTorah, and maybe you could even explain it, how you could be docha an Isra Min HaTorah, you know, without Pekuach Nefesh. But that Rebbe should say, am I doing this? Kederach HaNah? No, but it's an Isra Min HaTorah anyway. So the fact that Rebbe says, is this Derech HaNah? You know, like, as if it's obvious that if it's not Derech HaNah, then what's the shaila here? That why should you even question what he's doing? I think it's clear there's no Isur Deoraisa. And again, most of them are explicit about it. There are exceptions. The Magen Mishnah claims the Rambam disagrees, and we'll see. That's based on an alternative reading which we've already encountered of the Rambam. regarding Malchus the Hana. Because if you remember the Rambam, just basically since we saw it, as I mentioned now, the Rambam who held that in Lokin al Hanos, right, in general, there is no Malchus for Hana except for Rav Zara and Mila, called Yisur Echila, that when you're nana from them, the lo achal, there's no Malchus. So the Magen Mishnah's explanation of that was because it's Shalok Derech Hana'asam. Anything which is subject to Achila, any ochel, the only thing which is Derech Hana'aso is Achila, says the Magen Mishnah. That's the explanation for the Rambam of why there's no Malchus, because in Lokin. Now that requires, though, and this is the, you know, as I point out, that requires the assumption, I mean, it's clear Hana is Asa Min HaKorah. So that requires the assumption then that Shalok Derech Hana'ah is in Lokin, but it is Asa Min HaKorah. There are actually other Rishonim, I'm trying to remember now, I can't, I'll look it up soon. I think the Rashba and Kedusha maybe contemplates the possibility. Until I saw this, I was not willing to credit, that. But there are other Rishonim that say that actually it is Asur Min HaTorah. If you say that, so then that would explain why there is no basis to be Matir, obviously. Meaning, if we take that position, then there's no question to be asked. The Gemara says Asur, and it's Asur because even if it's Shalok Kederach Achilo, you're right, Echonami. Eating Chamech and Nifsal is not Kederach Achilo, but it's still Asur. Gemara doesn't say Lokin, it says Asur. Right? Yeah. I'll just point out that what emerges according to the latter two possibilities is that there will be Nafkamina, though, for Achilas Chamech, to Nifsal, Kodma Pesach, right? But if you're ochel chamech nitzal, it's still aser, but there's no malchus. Either because the fact that it is still aser is only because of the chovas tashbisu iser of achila, not because of the lav, or because it's being aser is now bechlal the din of iser shaloki der achila. Okay. So that adkan we nedavid in the run, and then what we were in the middle of discussing was the shita saravid. That the Ravid held, like the Ron Armin David, again, this is all in the Osrim, the people who think that Chamech and Nifsal, Kodma Pesach, it's only Me'achilas Adam, still has called in Chamech Alav. So the Ravid held, like Armin David and the Ron, that it has called in Chamech Alav. Right? It's also about Nah, Chavid Bira. However, unlike the Armin David and the Ron, he says that this is true without reference to the factor of Ra'i the Chamech Abo Isis Acheris. In fact, when the Gemara speaks of Ra'i the Chamech Abo Isis Acheris, that's talking about Se'or, and it's talking about Se'or. Which is Lahar Shinisal Mikalev, but if it's already the Chametz Vayis is the favorite, that's the exception regarding Se'or. It has nothing to do with Chametz. Chametz, an argument to the Rabbi, says, Ein Osar Chazatam, it has Torah's Chametz Elav, and you don't need any special factor of Roy Lechameh Abo. He's his favorite. Just as a separate note, there are Gerses in the right where it says not Ein Osar, but Ein Oshayef Chametz. That, I think, would reflect the question of whether or not, could we say about Chametz, Roy Lechameh Abo, he's his favorite. Say, Shaykh Tanza, that means the Rabbi is saying that he couldn't say that in the Chametz. Again, whether or not the other Shita is like Rabbi David, no, maybe he can, or the Ron, that you don't need to. Either way, if you take that Girsa, that would certainly highlight that point. But either way, the point is the Rabbi says, Chametz Nifsal, and if he has Adam, it's Aser, the culture is coming to love, even without reference to anything having to do with Roy the Chametz. In terms of what the Rabbi held, so we just noted in the context of Endeavor and Ron that how he might reject the Heter based on Shalok Derech Achila. Regarding the Heter based on Nevela Shem Nisracha, right, so we suggested the last time that the Rabbi paskins against Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that in general there is no such Heter for Ochel Shem Nisrach. It's completely plausible to say, even for the Rabbi, that he held like the Rambam, like what we think Rambam holds, that in Ma'athal Shem Nisrach, a nevela shenisrucha is not mutter. It's still mitame, and it's not mutter be'achila, because we pass on like Rimeir. And what about the basis lahatir based on tsrucha me'ikara, which is l'kuliyama? In other words, okay, so let's say there's no basis lahatir mishum shenisrucha, but you don't even need to get to that, because, right, this is a case, really, of tsrucha me'ikara. Right, again, the Ron and Rindavid will say, on this point, we also can deflect this based on the Se'or exception. Se'or is me'ikara. But the Ravid, who doesn't have that available, so what does he say? So here's what we suggested, that he would argue that Chamech Nisal Kodma Pesach simply doesn't qualify as Seruach Meikara. The Ravid would adopt the second view regarding the parameters of Seruach Meikara. Meikara means not just from the initial moment that the relevant din would take effect, but from the Tchilas Briyaso, from the initial birth of the Adam, even prior to that. The distinction on this view between Tzerucha Me'ikara versus Nisra, what's important is not whether at the moment that we are adjudicating whether the Yisra should be Chal, it is now currently Roy L'Adam or not. It's not whether it is Roy L'Adam when the relevant din comes into play, but whether it had ever been Roy L'Adam. Its history matters. A rotten item that had never been Roy L'Adam has no status as an Ochel L'Gabe Ma'chal Zasuros. That's Tzerucha Me'ikara. But a rotten item that had once been Roy L'Adam does have status as an Ochel L'Gabe Ma'chal Zasuros. Chamech Nifsal once was Roy, and therefore it doesn't have the din of Tzerucha Me'ikara. We pointed out last time that this works very nicely with the Ravid's opinion regarding Machal Shenifsal Lachios Adam Inin Tumas Ochel. Right, the Mishnah in Taharos had said that an Ochel Miuchal Adam, a Machal which is, you know, Roy Adam, that becomes unfit for human consumption, becomes a Neruya, is still Tame. It says it's still Tame, and it only loses its status upon being Nisal Lachios Kalev. So we mentioned that here we have a Machokas. The Rambam interpreted that Mishnah to be speaking only about an Ochel that was actually Nitma, an Ochel Shenitma. But to be susceptible to Tumah in the first place, to be Mekabel Tumah, that Mishnah is not speaking of. In fact, that needs, you need to be Roy L'Achilas Adam. An Ochel can only be Mekabel Tumah in the first place if it's Roy L'Achilas Adam. And this he gets from the Sifra, this is how he interprets Asher Yochal, Asher Yishted, Sifra is Medaik, Prat L'Saruach. The Ravi disagrees. He interprets that the Mishnah of Kol Miuchad Machal Adam is referring not only, presumably he's referring also, but it's referring not only to Machal Shenitma, but even Machal She'enu Nitma, to being Mekabel Tuma. He interprets the Mishnah speaking about not only about retaining Tuma that had been contracted, but being Mekabel Tuma in the first place. A Machal that was once Roy L'Adam is Mekabel Tuma, even once it is no longer Roy L'Adam. And when the Brisa excludes Saruach, right, as she says there, when it excludes Saruach, I'm going to get the Ravid. Easy Dalit. So he thinks the Mishnah is not talking about that. Right? And then he says, and that's the action, Shinemar, Sher Yishtah, Sher Yeochel, but you just mentioned Mashke 2, or Belezer, Chemash Shinifrak, Minisad, Ainu Royal Shinifrak, Minu Kabatumak, Yashinamash, Shinemar, Sher Yishtah. The Rabbi says, I don't agree with that. That's the Mishnah. He says, Mishalim. Mayim hara mishkehu, v'gmar debracha sitehu, v'halo mishnah shleima yi detaros, kol amruk detaros kol miyuchad l'machal, and tamei achiv pasal ma'achal yosef. Again, the Rambam simply understood that that refers to a ma'achal shenitma, not to a ma'achal to be mekam tamei. Then he says that when it says later, v'cheinu shanoi b'sifra, b'medr sifra, sher yishtet prat l'mashke seruach, the Rebbe Elazar, amr le'imed v'chul v'chul, he says, and this is what he was saying before also, right, that and that's what the, so when it says Prat L'Saruach in the Sifra, says the Rabbi, that's talking about Saruach Me'ikara. Dehayinu, and what is Saruach Me'ikara? Dehayinu mitchilasa, mitchilas briyasa. Not mitchilas, the question of the Yisr, when the Yisr was called, what was the status of it, when we had to judge whether or not the Yisr be called. But mitchilas briyasa, so the Rabbi holds that a machal that was once or other is mekabel tuma still. Derech Agav, the pashas of the Brisa Memhem Beis here, and Tesvavim Beis, seems to align with the Rabbi. And this was, when I was initially presenting it, Brisa says, Nitzala, a dying kelab roi la'achla, so we're talking about Pasha Yusha Shinizla Mechil Zadam, a kelab roi yachal la'achla, mitamet himasof. So the Pashas of this price really does support the Rambam. It's a little bit of a tell, as the Rabbi didn't simply say, you know, we don't have to argue about whether Saruach, what does it mean? Just look at the Mishnah and look at the price in himself. The Kach of the Rambam, it's a little bit of a Kach of the Rabbi. And both Miri and Slach discuss this. The Slach, at least at one point, suggests maybe we're talking about Chamed Shenitma for the Rambam. We'll come back to that, actually. The Miri says something else, which is important. I'll come back to it. But what emerges in the Ravid is, I think, a consistent picture. Right? The Ravid held, regarding both Tumas Ochel and what we're suggesting also, Ma'achal Tzuros, that once in Ochel, always in Ochel. Right? Once an item qualifies as an ochel regarding, again, both the Tumas Ochel and Machal Sazuros, it retains its shame ochel for those purposes, even if it ceases to be Ru'i L'Achila. The excluded case of Srucha Me'ekara in both contexts, first is something which never was Ru'i L'Adam. Right, so for the rabbi, that emerges a consistent picture. He thinks that this has a shame ochel, chametz shenitzal in general, not just chametz shenitzal. In general, machal that was once Ru'i L'Adam, subsequent to that, it now will have the shame ochel for all purposes, for purposes of Tumas Nevela, for purposes of machal zeros, and that's why chametz shenitzal kodem haPesach is going to be usher. You don't need Ru'i L'chameh bo isos acheros. Forget Ru'i L'chameh bo isos acheros. Just stam kach. Chametz shenitzal was once a machal. So then it's always going to be subject to the isur of nevela of whatever, chametz in this case, until it's nifsal mecheles kelim. Okay, so that's the rabbi. Now one question to wonder about, this question that we're dealing with, I want to discuss a little bit more, the relation between machal shenitzal in Tumas Ochlin and in machal suros. What I mentioned is that the rabbi is consistent. And indeed, what we'd like to see is that it would be consistent. In other words, with regard to both of these, we find that there are two possibilities, right? Machal shenitzal me'achilas adam legabe machal sasuros in Tumas Nevela, that's subject to machlokes or be Shimon and Rimeir, right? Machal she nisrcha, that's the machlokes or be Shimon and Rimeir, and we've seen possibly machlokes Rishonim about that. Most Rishonim assume for be Shimon. We argue that the Rambam and now perhaps even the Ravid held a Rimeir. And in the context of Tumas Ochlin, likewise, we've seen that it's a machlokas regarding a machal shenitzal me'achilas adam, is it mekabelim or not, it's a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. We would hope and we would like, which would be easier, that these should be consistent. So either you'll say, like the Ravid does, in both cases, that the nisrach has a shem ochel, it's aser, legabe machal suros, and it is mekabel tuma as well, because it has a shem ochel. It is ochel asher yachel, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. And therefore, it can still become aser, right? Chametz shenitzal kodem haPesach. Alternatively, we could say the opposite, and both. We'll say that it's mutter b'machal suros, because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and that a machal shenisrach and a veitlo shenisracha becomes mutter, it loses status, let's say, as ochel, and it's also therefore in a mekabel tuma. Right? A machal, which becomes unfit for human consumption, is now currently in a ruhi l'achila. So just as there were no isser now, and even an isser that existed would be paka, there's also no ability to mekabel tuma. This linkage is reflected in the Meiri and his position on it. In other words, assuming that they had to be linked and going in the opposite direction, as a Ravid, that's precisely what the Meiri does in defending, if you will, the Pesach of the Rambam regarding Tumas Ochlin. I mentioned to you a second ago that the Meiri notes that this brisa does not work so well if you interpret that the Mishnah in Taurus is only talking about becoming Tavor from something that you've already contracted. But in fact, to become Tumah in the first place, Ochel requires, it has to be, Ne'kol Ochel She'echel must be Ru'i L'Adam. To be Mekabel Tumah, an Ochel needs to be Ru'i L'Adam, like the Rambam. The Meiri assumed that the Rambam was correct, and what does he do with the brisa? Right, so he doesn't say that maybe the brisa is only talking about Machal Shenitma, I'm sorry, Pas Shenitma Kodem She'evsha. It's not talking about that, it's rather talking about, says the Meiri, and we see this is this Gemara, anybody saw it? Anybody see what he says? With the brisa, he says this brisa is shalokalacha. That's a different shita. What do you mean a different shita? He says hapashi yisha v'nisla melech aladam amu bishal nisla melech el kelim eino mitamei tumas ochlin she'eino karoy ochel. Okay, Rama. He's in the Rama camp, right? She'eino karoy ochel eino mitamei tumas ochlin. That's the Pesach Rama. He doesn't even mention it in Machlokas, but that's the Pesach Rama. He says v'avu pi. So what do you do with this brisa? Avu bishal besugya. Amru mitamam, it says here mitamam, Tumas Ochlin, far heiru alea b'vacharos, she shnuya. Now this, we have to come, I mean, there's a lot wrapped in that far heiru alea, but the point is what he says here is what's important. Shehi shnuya ladasa omer nosin tam gam asr. And what is that day that holds nosin tam gam asr? The way the Gemara explained it, that day that holds the Gemara Avodah Zarah now explains that if you hold nosin tam gam asr, the reason for that is because you think there is no heter of nevela shenisracha. The reason that we pass from nosin tam gam asr, we discuss this, whatever the connection is with what the Gemara says, Gemara Avodah Zarah, The reason Nosei Tam Lagam is mutter is based on the fact that Nevelo Shenisracha, She'ina Rebbe Eliezer, is mutter. That's Shitas Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Meir, though, who holds Nevelo Shenisracha is not mutter, that the Pasuk is only talking about Sukha Meikara, you would say Nosei Tam Lagam is Aser. Or at least if you say that it's Aser, it's based on Rebbe Meir. So basically, Nosei Tam Lagam Aser is the equivalent of saying, we agree with Rebbe Meir, that Nevelo Shenisracha is Aser, still Aser. There's no such effort. So the Miri says, this Brisa, which says that Gamit She'ifsha B'nifsala La'adam is still Metame Tumas Ochlin, that's only Ledeya She'omeres Rabbi Meir, the guy in Machal Suros, that Nevela She'inu Rabbi Lager is still Kriya Nevela. V'sover Shalom Amru Nevela She'inu Rabbi Lager and a Nevela Al Basruch Me'ekara Shalom Chala Isra Nevela Hakko Shechala Isra Nevela Lo Paka Mimena Achita Asak Ka'afar. Because we hold that Rabbi Shimon is correct, right? Nevela Shenisracha is mutter, and therefore Nosei Tam Lagam is mutter. That's the connection. Okay, so in other words, the Meir says this shita is a different shita. What's the other shita? The other shita is Rabbi Meir regarding Nevela Shenisracha. What is the Meir saying? These two are indeed linked. That's correct. So basically, both the Meiri and the Ravi work for us, and I guess the Meiri would agree, at least with the Ravi is consistent, that Ravi holds that we pass on like Rabbi Meir, and therefore, Pasha Ifsha Shenifsala, these two are equivalent. A Machal that was Roy, but now becomes no longer Roy, still has Kol Toros Shem Ochal Olav, Bein Lagabe Ha'isser Nevela, Bein Lagabe Tumas Ochlin, and the Meiri says the link is correct. But we pass the other daya, we pass in that an ochel ma'achal shenifsal the me'achiz adam has no shem ochel bein inyan ma'achal susuros, right? Bein inyan tumas ochel, and that's what is reflected in the Gemara, which sounds like it's saying inyan tumas ochel. Yeah, that's the other shita. However, it should be noted that while the parallel opposite Miri and the Ravi they agree with each other, the Ravi doesn't make the argument that it has to be this way. That they have to link the two, but the Miri clearly does seem to. It should be noted that the other Rishonim are Mechalik, and they're Mechalik in two different positions. The Rambam, what we take the Rambam to be, what I take the Rambam to be saying, is that on the one hand, Nevela Shenisracha is still Asura, right, like Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, he's also the one who says that an ochel shenifsal is no longer mikabel tuma. We held that the Rambam did agree, as far as ma'achal shenisrach is concerned, that we paskin it's dafka sucha meikara was included, but ochel shenifsal is no longer subject to iser nevela. So on the one hand, ochel shenifsal is no longer subject to isure achila. On the other hand, it is mikabel tuma. So again, that's something which an eerie thought should be impossible. The rabbi we suspected, or you could very well assume that he might agree. Question is how to explain it. So here I think there are three ways to explain this. One is to say that it has a shem ochel. The rabbi thinks that a ochel she nifsal me'achilas adam still has a shem ochel. The fact that einu mekabel tuma is due to an additional condition in the case of hilchos tumas ochel. In other words, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, the pasuk which says Mikol Ochel Asher Yochel, the Asher Yochel should be understood not as defining what is an Ochel. It's rather stipulating an additional condition. It has to be one Mikol Ochel, and then separately there's another condition, not just any Ochel, but it has to be Ochel Asher Yochel. Prat L'Saruach, Prat L'Nisroch, which means that it is in fact, what we're saying is it is in fact an Ochel, but to be subject to Mikabel Tuma, it has to also be Asher Yochel. The idea that Asher Yachel is not just simply defining what an Ochel is, or explaining what Ochel is, but identifying an additional condition, we saw that for sure is true for another Shita, if you guys remember at the beginning of the year. I happened to mention it in passing. Shita's Rabbi Rishima, or Rishma, I don't remember now, I think it's Rishima maybe, that Isuri are not subjected to myself. Has another? What? It's a Rishima. Asher, what's that? Yeah, Asher Yachel says Rishon. What that means is that Yachel Achilu Acher. Obviously, it's not. I don't think it makes sense to say that Isur Achila no shem ocha. Maybe it does, but that'd be a huge thing. I should say that Isur Achila are not. I mean, they're both odam asur and kem ocha. I mean, right now they are asur mishem achila. Before that means they're considered to be things that one can eat. They're ocha. They're just not subject to kumas ocha. Okay, asher yachel is adding an additional condition. But we would be understanding the Rambam who takes the position. You know, that Asher Yachal means Pratlis Ruach would be saying, I agree with you that Asher Yachal is adding a condition. It's not a condition you're talking about, it's a different condition. It means it's not just Ochel, but also that it is currently Ru'uy L'Achil. And I need to add that separate condition because, in fact, a Machal, which was Ru'uy L'Achil, then becomes Nisal, has a Shem Ochel still.
It's Rishon.
What?
It's Rishon.
Yeah, Rishon. Has a Shem Ochel still, and Mitam Zeh, I pass him like a mayor, right? That Nevela, Israel still has a shame Nevela, still Asur. The Torah says, don't eat this item, this food. This still is food, and it's still, the Isra still applies. The fact that it's not Mekabal Tuma is because Asher Yochel, it's a separate condition. That's one possibility. Another possible explanation of the Rambam, of how we're being Mechalic, again, how we're saying on the one hand that it is Asur Bechetza, even once it's Nifsal, on the other hand, it is not Mekabal Tuma. The other possibility is to say that Rambam held that it does not have a Shem Ochel. He agrees fundamentally with the Meiri. Now, according to the first percent, he agrees fundamentally with the Ravid. It has a Shem Ochel. He just thinks that Asher Yochel establishes that it's not just enough to be a Shem Ochel. It has to be Ru'uy L'Achila currently. The second possibility is to say, no, he agrees with the base percent of the Meiri that it does not have a Shem Ochel. Right, that, as the Meiri says, was his language, right? That's the reason. It's not a Shem Ochel. So why is it that it still is Asir? So what we'll say is, I think it makes sense, the fact that it doesn't lose Isuro is actually consistent with the very model of Tumas Ochlin, because in fact, the case of Ma'achal Ha'asir that becomes Nisrach is actually the equivalent in Tumas Ochlin not to the ma'achal that was nifsal that has yet to become tameh, but to the ochal shenitma, and then becomes nifsal achil zadim. Right? In order to be kabal tuma, it needs to be ra'i l'achil zadim. And now we're explaining, and that's because it has to be an ochal. But even the Rambam agrees to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah for the Rambam says, once it's tameh, even as it becomes unfit for human consumption and it becomes ain't a royal achila, that's not enough for it to lose, to undermine, to negate the din that had been chal upon it. I think the point is simple, which is that a din which is chal upon an ochel, but odo ochel, it holds even once it loses its status as ochel until it's being completely erased and completely, becoming totally panuchadash, as you might say. In other words, qualify the first place for the Isser Nevela, and to become Tamei, you need to be an Ochel. And to be an Ochel means you need to be Ra'al Achil Zadam. But that's not the same standard that we have to simply retain once you become Asur, once you become Tamei. In both cases, the status which attaches to the Chetza, whether or not it's still an Ochel. Follow what I'm saying? The Isser Achila only initially applies to Ochlin. But once it's Chal, with respect to this Chebet Sha'ochel, that's something which stays with the Chetza even as it loses its status as Ochel. That's true for Isra Chila, and the point is, that's actually something we have present for even within Tumas Ochlin, that's true for Tumas Ochlin. Yeah, Inu Mekabal Tuma, if it's Inu Royal Achila Zadim, because it's not Ochel then. But if Mekabal Tuma, we don't say if it's Mekabal Tuma, if it actually was Tamei, right? If it was Royal Achila, Achila Zadim, it became Tamei, we don't say, oh, so then once it becomes Inu Royal Achila Zadim, at that point it's no longer an Ochel, so the din will be Paka. No, the din isn't Paka. Just on that center. It has to be right, completely undermined and negated, not just from the world of Ochlin, Ochle Adam, but you might say even Ochle Behema. It's not consumable at all. Forget Ochlin. It's not consumable Bechal, in any way. Right? So that actually is consistent. The point is, the Din Isser of... You following this, Moshe? The Rambam would then be saying, the fact that Ochel Shenesar still retains its Isser, right? The fact that he paskins like Rabbi Meir contra Rabbi Shimon, despite the fact that it is not Karoi Ochel, the fact it's not Karoi Ochel is why it's not a Kabbalah Tuma, the fact that it is still Asa though is because once contracted, once the din applied to it, it's not so easily thrown off. Once you're Asa, you need to be completely undermining And you know, you have to extract yourself from a pit that you know, that requires a lot more digging. That's actually equivalent to what you have in the case of Tumah itself, because even Ram says that if it's Eino Ru'i L'Chilsum, Tameh Kal Tumah, but even he agrees that once it's Tameh, it's not enough for it to be Eino Ru'i L'Adam. It needs to be completely removed from the world of Ochlin, not just Ochli Adam, Ochli Behem. I'll add just one other point. This is bound up, the way I described it, is bound up with assuming something which I think is fine for Rama, that the distinction between Srucha Me'ekara and Nisrach is Me'ekara means refers to the time at which the Yisr was initially caught. Which makes a lot of sense. In other words, for Rama, the difference between Srucha Me'ekara and Tzeruach is, did it in fact become Usr already or not? Which, you know, is I think the intuitive understanding anyway. That's the number two. So the first explanation of the Rambam is to say that Ma'achal Shenifsal has a Shem Ochal, like we argued the Rambam held. That's why it's still Aser Be'achila. The fact that it's Ein Mekabel Tumah is because it's a separate condition. It's not enough to be Ochal to Gabei Tumah Zachlin. You also have to be Yasher Ochal. Alternatively, perhaps Rambam held it doesn't have a Shem Ochal. It loses its status of Shem Ochal, just like the Meiri held. And that's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. On the other hand, it's still going to be Aser because having become usher doesn't become undone just because it's no longer an ochel. It needs to be, not just not an ochel, it needs to be, you know, an anti-achil. That's the achil, me'achil is kelim. The third possibility is to say that actually, maybe in a chanami, these are two different areas of halacha. There's ochel in the inyan tumas ochel. There's ochel in the inyan, the surah achil, the inyan tumas avela. And actually, they have different standards. Right? You can't just say Ochel is an Ochel, then look in all halachas governing Ochlin. There are actually different areas of halacha governing Ochlin, and they have each have their own different standards, something which I think is very possible, and I think you do see in other contexts also, which I don't have time to get into. The fourth shita, though, emerges the Shar HaRishon. Most of them, I think, agree with the Ravid on Kabbalah's Tumah. Based on our Sugya, they think that Ochel Shenifsa Me'achilas Adam is still Mekabel Tumah. That's what our Sugya says. But they also paskin that it's mutter b'chetza. They also paskin like Rabbi Shimon, right? So in other words, it's the opposite. They hold that legabe tumas ochlin and ochal shenifsad is mekabel tumah. On the other hand, they hold legabe isuri achila that it's paka once it becomes nifsa. Now this, in fact, right? This in fact is something which the Rishonim attended to, and who in particular? Rabbi Nedavid. Rabbi Nedavid just, it sounds like to me, kind of stumbled onto this point, that on the one hand, he holds, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the Nevelashe Nisracha is Mutter, but what about the Sugya in our Masechus about Pashi Ifsha, the Nifsala Mechilas Adam, is still Mekabel Tumas Ochlin? Aren't you telling me that it's Mutter, right? Paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So it sounds like he just became aware of that issue and he addresses it. He says, maybe you get a chance to see it, is it in Tishal? If you look at what he was saying prior to this, he was just arguing that we paskin Nosin Talmud Gam is mutter, even for Chametz. And he argues, after all, the reason he gets into it is because, which I kind of will come back to, I guess, next time, maybe even tomorrow, is just because he was emphasizing Nevela Rishin Rilagir, Shidus Rishon, and Gabi Nevela Rishin Rilagir is the basis for Nosin Talmud Gam mutter, and arguing that in the context of explaining why it should apply to Chametz. Get that next time, I guess. Once having said that, he then all of a sudden just, I think, unveils this question. In Tishal, Mahu Sha'amru Pasha Ifsha, Vinisla Melach Adam, Vakel Gachalachla, Vitamatum Sa'ochlin, Vikabetsa, Vinivisavitum Tanves, Vahalo, Mikavan Shinifsala Melachla Adam, Inru Ula Gerbe, in a Kruya Nevela. Point being, it isn't an Ochel. They agree with the Pashas, the Gemara, and the Ravid that it's Mekabotum. So then how do you also paskin like Rabbi Shimon and think that the Isser Achilah Shabbat Paka? So he was aware of this question. And his explanation is the Ikla Memar Gabi Tumas Ochlin who Sh'omrin came Shum the Tumal Kala Ad LeKelev Mina Tumas Ochlin Kama Shenefarish Mekoma B'Perikam Mamasha. The Madir explains to you that Rashi interpreted the Gemara there and says Tumal Kala Tumal Chumar to be talking about Tumas Nevela and just a question of how the Tumas contracted. There's the Havaras Tumah in a way which is considered what they call Hamura versus Havaras Tumah, which is more Kal. But the Ramban, and Rabbi David thought Kal refers to Tumas Ochlin and Hamura refers to Tumas Nevela. He says that's distinction. He says, about Tumah Hamura, the Hain Tumas Nevela, in a Matam, and Kiyash Nisam, and the Chodam, Mishush, and a Kuri Nevela. So that's the answer he gives to that. V'yesh l'ayin, though, so what does that mean? All right, well, maybe we'll take it up next time. He's clearly being mechalik between the areas of halacha. So Adkan, maybe I'll just do it tomorrow early. Is that right?
So we have.